So I'm looking for you to differentiate between lyophobic and lyophilic colloids. Now, our next class of dispersant systems is called a micelle or an association colloid. I'm usually going to call them a micelle, but the other term is association colloid. So these ones are organized aggregates of surface active materials. These are usually called surfactants. The soap molecule is a nice simple example of a surfactant. Here we've got sodium stearate, there's your sodium. There is your carboxyl group with a minus charge. And here is the stearic acid part down here. This is then a long hydrocarbon chain. The polarity is absolutely the opposite deal to water. Down this end, the COO minus, this charged group will be highly soluble in water. So the characteristics of these surfactants then, when you put them into the dispersion medium, these guys are insoluble. They reorient themselves so that the hydrophobic part, this part here, is self-organized and sitting on the inside of this aggregate. And then the outside part then is the part that's most attracted to water, which in this case will be the carboxyl group. Once formed, these things are thermodynamically stable and they're self-organizing. They don't need any energy. They spontaneously organize into that shape. The characteristic of the interior is lipophilic. It's going to like lipids, whereas the outside is hydrophilic. The size of the particles will be determined by the characteristic of the surfactant. If it's an ionic particle, then it'll typically be less than 100 molecules, so this would be the case for a soap micelle. Whereas if it's a non-ionic molecule, then it could be up to 1,000 molecules in this cluster. So the function of these guys then, in terms of our day-to-day operation of using soap, is that the oils in our hands that we want to get rid of, so we're working on the car, they end up in the inside of this micelle, and the unit itself then is soluble in water. Whereas if we try and wash our hands with oil and water alone, we have no ability to move that oil, which is non-polar in nature, into the water. Whereas our micelle is effectively able to capture that oil, bundle it on the inside of this little aggregate, and